bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out.
It's time to salute your sports on KCOU 88.1 FM and KCOU.FM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Salute Your Sports. I am Matthew Terry, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell, alongside me for another great Wednesday edition of Salute Your Sports. And James,
we're off to a really what's going on with the microphones?
I honestly do not know. I sound fine. You sound fine, Chris.
I sound fine.
We all sound fine.
There you go.
Okay, all should right. be good.
No, anyways, yeah, we're off to a very bad start.
Want to talk
start.
About how James messed up before we even went on the air? Honestly, incredible. Fun.
Well, as you know, with that last promo being played about the Missouri voter ID law, that was a total act. That was, I don't know if you want to call it a Freudian slip, but that was a total accident that John Cena's voice came over. Are you sure about that?
Is it ever an accident when John Cena's voice plays over the airwaves?
No. He has a very good voice.
And it's a
long selling rapper.
Yeah.
Few people like to talk about it.
Multi-time WWE champion John Cena. Anyways, get on. I'm Matthew Terry, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell for another great edition of Salute Your Sports. I'm going to talk about some Mizzou football on the road again this week to take on the South Carolina Gamecocks. They also have Mizzou basketball on the tap tonight. Going to talk about EJ Liddell sadly not committing to Mizzou. Now the Tigers may have some issues in the front court past this year. Going to touch on Mizzou volleyball for a bit and a bit of the drama that's gone on with them.
Off the court, literally.
Yeah, literally off the court, off the court drama. And of course, or not, we'll air our grievances at the end of the show. But first, gentlemen, Mizzou football.
We're back.
Off of a bye week, which they did not lose. The defense still gave up 30 points. And Mizzou is heading into this game against South Carolina at 3-1. They're 3-1, James.
Whoops.
Do you have like an air horn for that?
What are you doing?
Yeah, the DJ air horn's missing. That's what I meant to play, and it played
You meant to play the air horn?
I should just quit touching the soundboard today.
I'm really impressed that it's 4:02. We've messed up twice.
We started early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll give you that. We started early, so it's been
this
4
is,
minutes.
This must be what it's like, Barry Odom, going into the locker room each week with his team. All right, we're not going to make any mistakes.
Yep,
it's going to be okay.
From here on out, we're not going to make any mistakes.
Then.
And then Drew throws an interception, and then something else happens. But anyways, are you just going to use that in place of the airplane?
No. I was just showing you there's another mistake being made.
Ah, of course. I guess that's a mistake on me for not recognizing that.
But yeah, anyway. Hit that button again.
Yeah, why not?
There we go.
I'm really glad that was the right thing. Because I honestly was not expecting that to be the right sound, but based on how this show has gone for the first 6 weeks of the new era of Salute Your Sports with us at the helm. But anyways, it's going to be a big game for Mizzou. This is their first SEC road game against a tough South Carolina team. Jake Bentley, the quarterback for South Carolina, I believe he's questionable for the game. He did get injured in South Carolina's last game against, I believe, Kentucky. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, they played Kentucky last week.
But if Jake Bentley's not playing, it's a huge win for the Tigers.
That's
calling it a metaphorical win?
Yes, metaphorical.
Okay, win. About to say, this is not a guaranteed game by any means.
No, not by any way, shape.
You talk about being
no,
a good measuring stick. Last week was a good measuring stick for Missouri. They made some, or 2 weeks ago against Georgia was a good measuring stick. But now looking, this will be an even better measuring stick than that last game because we know South Carolina is not a top five team in the country or top 25 by any means.
Yeah, this is going to be a very good barometer check to see where Mizzou is at in the SEC East because clearly they're not going to be on Georgia's level. We knew that going into when they went and played Georgia. But now there's something we can like kind of gauge maybe they could be like maybe like second or third in the East. Depending on how this game goes,
we'll see. Kentucky is so good, though. That's going to be such a hard game for Missouri.
That's another thing.
The best part about that is that game's at home for Mizzou.
That is the best part about it.
Speaking of Kentucky, this is like the second time in a row that South Carolina has gotten pantsed by an SEC opponent, right? Like, first they got dropped by Georgia in week two or three, and now they just got dropped by Kentucky. It's just that those series of conference losses are kind of making me feel a little bit optimistic about Mizzou's chances here.
Yeah, South Carolina, they did beat Vanderbilt in between those games.
Oh, right.
Beating Vanderbilt 37-14. So Vanderbilt is one of the two cellar dwellers in the SEC East like they normally are this year, except they're joined by Tennessee this season. But
surprise.
Oh, no, really. The first year without.
How's that for Tennessee?
Butch Jones not doing so well for the Orange. But big thing for Mizzou is their defense has been very hot and cold this year. Very cold against Purdue on the road in that game where David Blough threw for 560 yards. They're also solid against Georgia.
They were lukewarm.
I'm not going to say they're good, but they're solid.
They're room temperature against Georgia.
No, Mizzou's offense lost that game for them. And it's not the fact that they, you know, were not able to score enough. They just kept giving the ball away.
Yeah, that's true. And the defense came up time and time again against Georgia. And it was a defense that people saw and made you think, if that defense can play at that level, with the level that we know the offense is capable of, then Mizzou can win 9 or 10 games.
It's the gold helmets. Curse of the gold helmets.
Do we need something else that's like cursed?
Curse of the Rock M. That's what I'm start calling it, because that's the north end zone. It's just called the Rock M, because the Rock M has always been there.
All right, fair.
We've always been there. Shout out to The Shining.
Funny story about last week. I literally had a dream that someone stole the Rock M. I had a dream where someone stole the entire Rock M.
I just thought of something I haven't thought of in a long time. You know,
Nebraska prank?
The Nebraska prank. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
What's a Nebraska prank?
James, you tell it. You're better at history than I am.
So it was in the 50s. It was way back in the day when Missouri and Nebraska were both in the Big 8 or Big 6. And they played each, you know, really good rivalry, even though Missouri is nowhere near close in wins to what Nebraska leads that rivalry in. But anyways, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the night before the game, came down to Faurot Field and changed the M to an N. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's fantastic prank. Imagine the scenes if someone did that today. Like,
change it to an A?
For Arkansas?
For Arkansas? I don't even know what you change it to.
Yeah, what? I guess there's no real SEC team that could. There's no team that's.
You know how much work that would take? I don't know if on your. You remember?
Honestly, I don't even think that'd be much work to change the M into the N.
Do you remember?
I mean, there's that, and then there's like security, and then there's like smartphones.
You can get into Faurot Field.
Security for Faurot Field is awful at night.
Yeah, you can get in fairly easily.
Yeah, staying
especially
staying there
if they
south
just leave
here.
One of the gates open. Of course, none of us condone breaking into.
We do not encourage being used
here
on Salute
Your
Sports.
You probably can. I won't say that you should.
You do not
just
condone
saying
B&E's.
It's possible.
No, it's the fact that they don't keep the gates locked at night.
Yeah.
No, not all of them. There's always one or two that's open.
You did not hear that from Salute Your Sports.
You did not.
But, if you heard that from any show, it was preferred walk-ons.
You heard it from Put Me in Coach.
Yeah, one of those.
But
not us.
No, it was hotcakes or seasoned beef.
Hotcakes.
Well, no. Wait,
where's our name dropping? Soundbite.
It's not on here today.
We don't have the name dropping soundbite because now we've gone a level past name dropping and we're show dropping.
That's right.
We're name dropping old KCRU shows that existed 3 years ago that no one listened to. Just
four
like no
quarters.
One, four quarters on for a long time.
Shout out to four quarters.
Shout out to the best former KCRU show, Coast to Coast, James.
Oh boy, with Luke Johns.
Yeah, James Stanley, Luke Johns, Mark Stanley.
Luke Johns, he went all captain on me like in it's not Sully. What's the other Tom Hanks movie about the
I have no idea,
about
dude.
The ship that gets taken over by pirates? Look at me, I'm the captain now.
Yeah, that's
that is what Luke Johns did to Coast to Coast.
Captain Phillips.
Captain man. Phillips. That's
Phillips.
Right.
That's it.
Why does Tom Hanks play so many? Now he's playing Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I can't.
He's gotten to that lane now.
Yeah, Tom Hanks can do whatever he wants.
Honestly,
Tom Hanks could punch me in the face and I'd apologize.
Yeah. He's at that point now.
Yeah, exactly.
I respect it.
Would that be on the national alert system that just came through today?
Probably.
Did you guys see that on your phones?
Of course.
Yeah, I felt it. I didn't.
You felt it?
Yeah. My phone was always on silent.
I wonder if the Mizzou football team heard about felt that way, James. I know they do feel they should beat South Carolina coming up this weekend.
Should be on national alert when Mizzou comes to town, baby.
I don't have a feeling either way about that game.
This game, I'm confident in Mizzou's chances.
Mizzou should win it, but I don't think they will. That's what I'm going to say.
I do.
They should just like carve that on the side of Faurot Field. They should win it, but they won't.
Maybe.
Somehow we feel more confident in Mizzou when they're not supposed to win.
Hey, you're talking about old prank. Well, this is not a prank, but it used to be back in the day. You know the Faurot Field sign that's at the corner of Providence and Stadium?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So those letters used to be made out of wood, and you could pry them off.
Yeah. Aww.
So what they used to do after a big upset, instead of saying Faurot Field, they'd take the R and the O and switch them so it said far out.
Nice.
It's far out, man.
Far out, man.
Way back in the day.
What's South Carolina's big play percentage, quote unquote?
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Well, okay. we can see if Emmanuel Sanders will show up.
Yes, of course. South Carolina, I did read this on Twitter, like how you get all your important sports stats.
That's right.
Is that they are one of the worst teams in the country when it comes to big plays. They only have, I believe, they're... Once I actually go back onto my Twitter and look at this stat, and I will be able to actually speak and not stumble over my words. But South Carolina is one of the worst teams in the country when it comes to big plays.
Allowing big plays or putting up big plays?
Putting up big plays. Offensively.
Wow, football's turning into baseball now. We're just keeping track of all these sabermetrics.
South Carolina just has four plays of 30 or more yards this year. That is tied for 122nd in the FBS. Credit to Barrett Sully on Twitter.
Who are they tied with? Kansas?
Like Rutgers?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Just tied.
Illinois?
Kansas probably has a few after that Rutgers game.
Yeah.
Did you see the highlights for it? It was sloppy.
No, I don't want to see the highlights from that.
On ESPN, they ran through them real quick, and they just said it was one of the sloppiest games they've ever seen.
The big thing for Mizzou will be keeping South Carolina's offense in check like that. Don't let South Carolina get those big plays, because they've been able to put up points without getting those. They put up 37 against Vanderbilt, put up 49 on granted Coastal Carolina, but still 49 points.
Yeah, South Carolina has got one of those like grit and grindy offenses. Yeah,
you can't let the offense put up big plays. Mizzou needs to be able to stop South Carolina offensively. Or Mizzou needs to be able to play up on defense. Play like they did against Georgia, not like Purdue. Then everyone goes, I'm happy.
Yeah, and force Jake Bentley to make mistakes, which he is prone to do against sizable talent on the defensive side.
Another big thing to look at for the Tigers in this game is, will Emmanuel Hall be fully healthy? Coming off the bye week, getting some rest. He did play for most of the game against Georgia, but he didn't look like himself. Shadowed by DeAndre Baker the entire game, one of the best, if not the best, cornerback in the country.
At least in the SEC.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's just kind of a catch-all worst storm possibility for Missouri right there. And so injured and being covered by one of the best corners in all the country.
So they need Emmanuel Hall to step up again if they want the offense to move like it did in the Purdue game or in the first three games of the season.
Now, I know the Drew Locke Heisman talk is kind of out the window at this point because of that loss to Georgia and throwing the interceptions.
Not just the loss, the poor performance, too. But he didn't have a good day.
Well, it also speaks to him without having Emmanuel Hall as a target.
Yeah.
He did not distribute the ball well. Yeah, no. Because Emmanuel Hall keeps everybody else off balance.
The wide receivers only had one catch in the first half. The entire offensive game plan ran through Alberto, Kendall Blanton, and Tyler Beatty. Wow. And that's fine to get those players involved. But you need Emmanuel Hall. I've done that so much since that Big Ten announcer said that. You need Emmanuel Hall. You need Jonathan Johnson. You need Jalen Knox to step up. A good passing offense can't rely on just tight ends and running backs. You need your receivers to step up.
What's the skinny on South Carolina's like secondary? Are they any good?
They gave up 41 points to Georgia.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that's good.
And so did Mizzou.
Fair.
Except most of those points were defensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't know. I'm hoping for the, best.
I feel like Mizzou's offense could take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. This is a Mizzou offense that put up points against the top teams in the SEC last year. Even against some of the better teams. The only team Mizzou didn't really put up points against in conference play last year was Auburn. They still put up 28 on Georgia last year. They put up 30-something on Kentucky last year. Mizzou or South Carolina, they only scored 10, my apologies. But Mizzou, they just need that offense to reach the levels it got in 2017. And even then, if the offense is that good, the defense doesn't have to be stellar.
Yeah.
The defense just needs to get the ball back to Drew Locke and company without giving up a touchdown of possession.
Yeah, as long as your defense isn't as bad as your offense is good, you're good money. as long as there is, as long as the defense is a less than sign, like right by it.
Exactly. So this is going to be a big game for Mizzou, really set the tone for the rest of the SEC, because after the South Carolina game, they've got Alabama. The rest of the schedule, a bit smoother sailing aside from that rough bump in, against Kentucky. But this will be a big game in determining where Mizzou finishes in the SEC.
I have a feeling that they're going to do exactly what they did last year, and that's finish with a winning record against teams that are above 500 or below 500 and lose against teams that are above 500.
You think that includes Kentucky?
I think that includes Kentucky.
Does that include Florida?
That's a toss-up.
Because that's a game in the swamp.
Because looking now, I mean, Wyoming has lost three out of their last four. They lost to Boise State last week, 34-14. That's not a good look.
No.
Did Purdue win last week?
Wyoming's, I don't know about Purdue, but Wyoming is not as good as people thought they would be because they did return a lot of a good defense, but they lost some key parts that have translated to a bad passing defense for Wyoming.
Ooh.
Which we saw Drew Locke take advantage of.
And they got Memphis that.
Oh, Purdue upset Nebraska last week.
That's right. I knew that.
Upset?
If you want to call it an upset. I mean, Nebraska's just terrible. Can you imagine that? They're all the Nebraska fans probably really wish they had Bo Pelini back.
Honestly, they're in the middle of like an eight-game skid right now.
Scott Frost took UCF from 0-12 to national champions. He needs to go 0-12 with Nebraska if he wants
Nebraska
to do it again.
Nebraska fans aren't patient.
I think they can be patient for 1 year with a new coach. If it happens again next year?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
You're always willing to give a new head coach's first year.
Well,
at least
so the point I'm making is that, Purdue, with the exception, Purdue's now 1-3. 1-4.
2-3. They beat Boston College.
Okay. They won their last two. So maybe that's a little bit better looking for Missouri. But
and it should be because Purdue, honestly, their only loss should be Missouri. They shot themselves in the foot so much in those first two games.
Oh, boy. They have Illinois this week, and then they got Ohio State at, on the road.
Purdue's still a good football team, and I wouldn't be worried about them. So the Tigers, I think this game determines whether they finish like second in the SEC East or if they finish fourth. And if they win this game, then I'm confident they can win any other game they play this year that's not Alabama.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that not Alabama stinger.
Yeah. Alabama!
Thank you, James. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Mizzou basketball lost out on a big St. Louis commit. First time we've heard Konzo Martin and company say that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, come ride.
KCOU would like to thank 1-to-1 Print Shop for their support. 1-to-1 outfitted our entire staff with custom performance polos and t-shirts, and they can do the same for your business or organization. To learn more, visit them at 1610 Paris Road or go to their website at 1to1printshop.com. That's O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E printshop.com. Thank you, 1-to-1, for supporting KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM. Try something new this fall. Get up on your feet and try a class at the School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet. Located at 110 Orr Street, the School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet offers classes to those of all experience levels. Class genres range from classical ballet to jazz and are taught exclusively by professional dancers. Right now, teens and adults can try unlimited open classes for 2 weeks for just $30. To learn more, find them on Facebook at School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet. Thank you, School of Missouri Contemporary Ballet, for supporting KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
Come celebrate KCOU's birthday at KCOU's 45th Birthday Bash, November 3rd at Rose Music Hall, featuring performances by Sissy Paycheck, It's Me Ross, The Sweaters, Cousin Trent, and Jay Wood. Doors are at 6 and the show starts at 7 p.m.
Make room in the stiff, whistle in the booth. We've been working hard.
Missouri has long been known as the Show Me State, so the next time you head to the ballot box, you'll be asked to show a photo ID. Show a Missouri driver's license or non-driver's license, or show a passport. You can even show a bank statement, student ID, utility bill, or voter registration card, and sign a statement confirming your identity. Don't have a photo ID? Obtain one for free. Visit showittovote.com for more information. Remember, if you're registered to vote, you can vote. Sponsored by the Missouri Secretary of State's office.
KCOU would like to thank Cafe Berlin for their support. Check out Cafe Berlin's delicious and diverse brunch menu at cafeberlincomo.com. Looking for a fun night out in Columbia? Check out Cafe Berlin's live music calendar on their website as well. Thank you, Cafe Berlin, for your continued support of KCOU Columbia 88.1 FM.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Salute Your Sports. I am Matthew Terry, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell, all along with me for this fine Wednesday edition of Salute Your Sports here on October 3rd. First October edition of Salute Your Sports.
And it was our last show was colder than this one.
Definitely. It has not gotten cooler since August.
Unfortunately.
Aside from like a week.
That one special week.
That one week, especially for the Georgia game when it was like 70 degrees for the game. Absolutely perfect.
I was thinking, wow, we're going to have this weather till like middle of October, maybe November.
Yeah, no, just right back to it's 88 here today in Columbia. Don't worry, James. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 63 and cloudy.
Supposed to get rain end of the week, aren't we?
Yeah, for the weekend. Going to this forecast as we apparently turned into a weather show. But
we got a low pressure system moving in from the southwest.
You're local on the sports.
Definitely.
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. That was the worst Al Roker impersonation. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. You really should apologize. Well, what did happen in our neck of the woods was Mizzou losing out.
Oh, I guess you could say there was a big flood.
No.
No, I mean, not yet.
Not yet. We'll get into that later. Or do you want to get into it now?
No,
I don't care.
No.
Fine. All right.
No, it's just a preview for what's coming up next.
Ooh. Gotta get the people waiting and wanting for that. Why are we talking about floods? As if we didn't already give it away before. But anyways, what happened in our neck of the woods is EJ Liddell, the number 44 recruits for basketball in the country from Belleville West in Illinois, sadly will not be donning the black and gold in 2019 as the 6'7" forward chooses to go to Ohio State over Mizzou and Illinois in what is really one of the first big St. Louis or that St. Louis, Illinois commits in that area that Konzo Martin has lost out of aside from Courtney Ramey. That's how a lot of Mizzou fans felt on Monday when he announced his commit to Ohio State.
Yeah, he was definitely one of the higher picks on Konzo Martin's recruit board for replacing Jonte Porter when he, I suspect, leaves for the NBA next year.
Definitely. And now,
barring injury or something
now
like that.
Things, we talked last week about how good Mizzou's backcourt is looking for the next couple years. Set with McKinney, with Watson, Benson, everyone.
That's pretty solid.
Looking good. Now we need to take a look at the front court and say that once Jonte Porter leaves, it's going to be rough. Because this year, assuming Jonte Porter goes to the draft after this year, which many think he will, because he's a really good player that only didn't go last year because he probably wasn't going to get picked as high as most people thought.
Yeah.
But if Jonte has a good year this year, he could still be a lottery selection in the NBA draft. And that would definitely warrant a leave from the Tigers. They're also going to lose Kevin Poirier to graduation since he's a senior this year.
Right.
That just leaves Mitchell Smith, Reed Nico, Jeremiah Tillman, and who else at power forward? Because unless Tillman starts playing power forward, which would terrify me, then Mizzou is not looking too good in the
Matthew
front court.
Matthew Terry could play power forward.
Ah, yes, a 6'4 white power forward.
Are you really 6'4"?
6'4", 6'5".
Wow.
Yes.
It's pretty tall.
I am a very tall boy, but not that tall. In comparison to basketball players, I'm like below average. Like below average size.
You could work as like a
combo guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that 3-point
shot. As a
shot
3
down.
And D 2 guard?
Yeah. I could do that.
You heard here first, folks.
Yeah, exactly. I'll
Matthew
walk.
Terry going
I'll
to the
walk
combine.
Out of the team. I'll do it.
Hey, I think anybody would, that's going a little far. I'd say I'd trade my pinky in to be able to play like college sports for a year.
I probably wouldn't trade my pinky.
Yeah, because
you
would
need that.
Yeah, I know. You can't grip things then. I'm exactly. trying to think of something
that,
I would trade.
That'd be the
trade.
Most pointless trade-off ever.
Lose night.
You get what I'm saying, though. Lose like a I would saying. Give up something to be able to play college
like
sports.
Like a chunk of your nose meat. Fuck. Just.
Yeah, like just a little bit of nose meat. Anyways, just none of us are playing college sports anytime soon. EJ Liddell will be playing college sports for Ohio State, and we're very not pleased with that decision. Although we have to say, as we say with all recruits, whether they choose Mizzou or not, respect their decision. Of course, it's their choice. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. Don't tweet at recruits.
Please don't tweet at recruits.
Anything you do, do not tweet at recruits.
Don't tweet at recruits and don't walk on a pro field with the gate open.
Yeah, that is your PSA for the day. Since we're not doing statement of the week, I feel I need to say something right now about this. Your weekly PSA is to not tweet at recruits. It's like there's a very simple flowchart. The recruit tweets something, and the next question is, should I respond? If you say, there is
what
no
are the chances that they're going
to
no
yes.
respond to it.
There is no yes off of that question. It's just no and even more no.
This is just
do
like
not,
responding to one of Donald Trump's tweets. Like it won't,
exactly.
It won't
just,
do
it doesn't
anything.
Matter. It just
do you think he actually
arguments.
Sees all those responses? Do you know how many responses there are per tweet?
I mean, yeah. I don't.
You don't think he looks at some of them at least?
He's surprised me before. I think he does. He's an egomaniac. Of course he
You've
looks
seen
at
like one or two of them.
Tweets. Yeah, without a doubt. He's always looking at
like
people
some
that
baby
are talking
pictures.
Bad about him.
Of like a little baby in a MAGA hat. It's like, my son loves you. He's like 2 months old. Do you want to take a look at some of the other potential recruitees that are like on the boards right now?
That sounds like a great idea, Chris.
After EJ Liddell. I don't know, man. I've been looking through some of these. Like some of them are still ranked in like the top 100. You got guys like Jeremiah Robinson Earl, who I think is ranked like 18th, who's from Roland Park, Kansas. You got guys like Malik Hall. Got Keon Brooks.
So Malik Hall is a big one. He is the top recruit in the state of Kansas out of Wichita, which means automatically that KU is going to be in on him and has a shot at him.
Or Wichita State.
Yeah, one of those teams.
Well, see, but that's the thing about Kansas recruiting is that they do such a good job elsewhere.
Nationally?
Nationally, yeah. That sometimes they lose on their in-state talent.
Well,
and we saw that with Connor Frankamp a couple, 3 years ago.
Yeah, definitely.
Going to Wichita State.
Well, quick look at Malik Hall's recruiting board says Purdue all the way, so much for that.
Well,
maybe no one should listen to us. Maybe we
hey,
don't.
He's going to a team in different black and gold.
Maybe we don't know what we're talking about.
Is C.J. Walker committed to somebody?
I do not know. Let's find out. No, not hey. Not right now for him. C.J. Walker
potential target.
Looking at,
but he's from Florida.
24/7. It's looking like either Oregon, Miami, or LSU. Because it was cool on him, they say.
I
but
suppose.
As of right now, the only. Like top commits or the only commit for the 2019 class is Mario McKinney, which is fine for now. Always got to lock down your state. Top recruit in the state of Missouri, out of St. Louis. So as of right now, it's already a fine class for Konzo Martin and company, because that's what you need to do in order to compete at Mizzou is lock down St. Louis and lock down Kansas City.
Yeah, make sure you got that area on check.
Well, Kansas City's already tough as it is with having KU right there.
Definitely. But St. Louis is a good enough basketball market. And has good enough talent that always comes out of that city and the surrounding area.
Well, that not Mizzou just that, football, too.
Yeah.
Terry Beckner Jr.?
Yeah, definitely.
Jeremy so Macklin coming out of Kirkwood High School.
Hey,
shout out to the Pioneers.
Hey.
Do you know the Kirkwood Pioneers?
No.
Oh.
Shout out to the Pioneers, though. Love y'all.
Chris is like, yeah, that team I've never heard of.
I'm like that with every team.
Yeah, fair. Always a good mentality to have. Go, yay.
Jeremy Macklin's little brother's playing at Kirkwood High School right now, actually.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
I think he's committed. Is he committed to Mizzou?
What's his name?
I don't know. Look up Macklin. No, no. I'm not sure. Johnny Macklin? I have no idea.
Do play the Jeopardy music, because J. Macklin for Kirkwood, Mizzou.
J. Macklin, that's right.
Hey.
Mizzou could have another J. Mac.
He is not committed right now.
Did he sign a letter of... I thought he... Maybe Mizzou's targeting him.
He's a 2020 class, so he still have a few more years.
Okay.
Three-star player as of right now in the state of Missouri.
Well, I mean, Jeremy Maclin also flew under the radar, too, and then Oklahoma decided they didn't want him, and Mizzou capitalized on that. Same with Chase Daniel. Texas told Chase Daniel, you're too short. And then Texas was clamoring back for Chase Daniel to change his letter of intent to Missouri, and he said bye-bye.
That's what happened with Drew Brees. He tore his ACL his junior year.
Oh, how does that feel to have he's now
39
completions away from Peyton Manning?
No, I don't know. I was just saying he's 39 years old.
He passed the game away.
He passed the completion record.
He did do that.
This past week.
What's next?
Passing yards. He's passing, 200.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
211 passing yards away.
Okay.
Should get it this week.
Who are they playing?
Redskins.
Speaking of retiring, Drew Brees is not retiring, but speaking of people who are retiring, Joe Mauer.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hall of Famer by far, don't you think?
Catchers have a hard time getting in the Hall of Fame.
But looking at his hits, he has more hits than Yogi Berra, Alan Trammell.
I like to think he will. I just don't think it's a lock.
He's also the only catcher to ever win the batting title twice.
Fair. Adrian Beltre, Hall of Fame for sure. Also,
well, but he's third baseman. He has 3,000 hits.
Also probably retiring this weekend is what I meant.
Oh, I gotcha. No, I think Joe Mauer will make it. There's so many players ahead of him who have fewer hits. I think he has more hits than Harmon Killebrew now, too.
Interesting.
Ooh, wow.
Except Killebrew had more home runs, so.
Anyways, what I was getting on that point about my personal guy, Drew Brees, is that he tore his ACL his junior year of high school. He's also like 5'11", so he didn't get it recruited by anybody. The only schools that offered him were Purdue and Kentucky.
Oh.
And so he went to Purdue, despite his top choice being North Carolina.
Wow. Ooh, oh, that would have been perfect for you.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows how his college career would have...
Dang.
Who knows how his college career would have turned out?
What if?
What are you doing, James?
Sorry, I saw a mouse scurry across the basement of the new student center floor.
Yeah. I'm going to look for that at the break.
All right, well, while we look for the mouse, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, talk about Mizzou volleyball. Then we're getting into some or not coming up later on in the show. Stay tuned, folks.
Everybody, it's Moose on the scene here, and I've got Squirrel from KCOU with an exciting new discovery.
I found a tin in KCOU with a green top and a golden retriever on it. Guess what's in it?
I would guess condoms, sir.
You're guessing condoms? Well, it's razors. There are razors in it.
Wow. KCOU 88.1 FM. We've got razors and dog tins.
The shocking statistics are that 1 in 5 people in Boone County lives in poverty. Even worse, approximately 250 Columbia children are homeless. The Heart of Missouri United Way fights for solutions to improve lives by supporting 33 local organizations that strengthen the health, education, basic needs, and financial stability of our community. Join the fight today and live united by making your gift at uwheartmo.org/donate.
Whether it be t-shirts for your charity event or jerseys for your intramural team, let One-to-One Print Shop handle your custom apparel needs. Need some inspiration in crafting a logo or design? Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at One-to-One Print Shop and check out some of their latest work. Or check out their website at onetoonprintshop.com. That's O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E printshop.com. One-to-One Print Shop is the place to get custom apparel in Columbia.
Come celebrate KCOU's birthday at KCOU's 45th Birthday Bash, November 3rd at Rose Music Hall, featuring performances by Sissy Paycheck, It's Me Ross, The Sweaters, Cousin Trent, and Jay Wood. Doors are at 6 and the show starts at 7 p.m.
Make room in the stiff, whistle in the booth, we've been working hard.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or currently in school, you may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about these benefits. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Missouri National Guard. Aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Matthew Terry, James Stanley, Chris Mitchell.
Alongside the mouse in the studio.
Yes.
Or somewhere. Just outside it.
Just outside is what I heard.
If you are walking the corridors in the basement of the MU Student Center, there is a mouse down here on the loose.
Good.
Oh, and he's loose. Oh, and he's loose. He takes a turn at the 50. He's carrying 30, a piece of cheese.
30, 20, 10. Mouse.
My God, he's on fire. Whoa.
My God, he's on fire.
Look at him go.
And he's tackled at the 25-yard line.
Oh, he's absolutely demolished.
Speaking of absolutely demolished, the Hearn Center court. Mizzou volleyball has been forcibly relocated for the rest of the season. And I wanted to touch on this topic because there's a water pipe that broke in the floor of the Hearn Center. And Mizzou volleyball will be forced to play the rest of the games this year at Mizzou Arena. Which, I mean, is a nice consolation prize.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad stadium by any means.
No, but
it's going to be a couple $100,000 or
yeah,
at
that's
least
the
that
big thing.
To
I think it's
fix
a,
it.
I think it's a lot. It's
at least $100,000, according to MU officials.
Interesting.
If we're going to flex our journalistic muscle here, attribute it properly.
That's right.
Not good for
apparently for the they school. Came in was it last Friday. It was within the last couple of weeks, and there were 2 inches of water on the floor.
Yeah, they had to replace the entire court.
Well, it's not replaced. Like, it's still torn up. They haven't replaced it yet. That's why they can't play there.
They will have to replace the entire court.
I don't know if they're – do you think that they just won't replace it?
I think they will. That's they use question. Their center for a lot of things.
Yeah, for, like, job fairs and stuff.
Well, I was also thinking for just sports in general.
Yeah.
Because off the top of my head, you have 3 sports that play there. You have football – or not football. You have volleyball.
Arena League, baby. That's right.
If anyone else could see the dumb look I gave myself after I said that and make that stupid remark that much more worth it. But there is volleyball, wrestling, and gymnastics.
Well, gymnastics, right. Aren't they in the – they're not in the actual Hearn Center there. Aren't they in that kind of like big air hanger-looking thing at the end of it?
Good question. Guess.
I don't think they do it in the actual like Hearn Center arena with all the seating. I don't think that's big enough.
I think it's big.
What would wrestling look like?
Wrestling?
Wrestling, they just put down a big blue mat.
Yeah.
I mean, with, like, water damages, what would that look like?
Still not good.
I mean, wrestling can probably play there because all
they
you got to do is
could,
let it dry
but I
out.
Guess, yeah, but I guess yeah. Not if you're replacing the court. You don't want wrestling to happen there. Although Mizzou doesn't have that many dual meets this year at home.
Interesting.
Sadly. Because Mizzou wrestling is always a fun time.
Imagine a bunch of dudes wrestling, like... Ankle deep water.
Oh, I'm sure they'll love that. I'm sure the spirit.
That's not a hazard.
I'm sure the spirit of Jaden Cox would appreciate that.
It's sad that Jaden Cox not get a spot on Mizzou football this year.
It is sad. Mizzou legend for wrestling. One of the greatest.
I thought
Mizzou
they would at least bring him
time.
On as like a motivational Beast. Person in the clubhouse.
Olympic medalist, right?
Yeah, bronze medalist, 3-time national champion.
And he might be. Is he coming back for Tokyo?
Or is
wrestling really short career for wrestlers?
I think
it depends.
I will get back to you when I learn more information about that. Because
well, Matthew Terry, you're the WWE expert here. You should know.
They're very different things.
It's wrestling versus wrestling.
Precisely. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly that, James.
Jaden Cox will replace Hulk Hogan.
Who would he replace? Like
Jaden Cox?
Physique-wise.
The Undertaker?
What?
Who's he the closest to physically?
It depends on how tall Jaden Cox is. Because Jaden Cox is not the 7-foot tall Undertaker.
He is really tall.
Jaden Cox, 6 foot.
Okay.
That's more like a Finn Balor type.
Ooh, I like that.
Type person. A little bit smaller as like height wise goes, but still built. So that's your useless
James
comparison.
James is completely lost.
That's your useless comparison of the day. Is Jaden Cox to noted Tottenham fan Finn Balor? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it'll be time for everyone's favorite game show, which I will hopefully win for the 5th straight week. Or nah, we'll be right back, folks.
Missouri has long been known as the Show Me State, so the next time you head to the ballot box, you'll be asked to show a photo ID. Show a Missouri driver's license or non-driver's license, or show a passport. You can even show a bank statement, student ID, utility bill, or voter registration card, and sign a statement confirming your identity. Don't have a photo ID? Obtain one for free. Visit showittovote.com for more information. Remember, if you're registered to vote, you can vote. Sponsored by the Missouri Secretary of State's office.
The shocking statistics are that 1 in 5 people in Boone County lives in poverty. Even worse, approximately 250 Columbia children are homeless. The Heart of Missouri United Way fights for solutions to improve lives by supporting 33 local organizations that strengthen the health, education, basic needs, and financial stability of our community. Join the fight today and live united by making your gift at uwheartmo.org/donate.
Welcome back. Salute Your Sports here, 4:40 p.m. October 3rd. And I will turn it over to my co-host, James Stanley, to host this week's edition of Or Nah.
Are y'all ready for this? Okay, that's not the
same. Yes, we are. DJ Redbeard, what you got for us?
I don't have a beard right now.
You don't?
Clean shaven, James.
For now.
For now.
All right, so it's Mizzou winning record against opponents, Or Nah.
Oh.
In football.
In football,
good. That's what I assumed, but I'm glad we clarified that.
Yeah, well, this is what's so great about having like a Mizzou football media guide in studio. Like, you could just rattle it off really quick.
Good, because you didn't know we were doing this until 3:40.
Yeah, I came up with this in 10 minutes, which usually I spend a little more time on it than that.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you, James.
We got it done. We did.
That's right. We're always clocking on time.
All right, Matthew Terry. Last week. You won 5 weeks in a row, so it's your pick.
I'm going first.
You're going first? All right. Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
Does Mizzou football have a winning record against Kentucky? Yes or nah?
No.
Ding, ding. Kentucky leads the series 5-3 despite Mizzou winning their very first SEC game ever against the Wildcats.
Yeah, Mizzou's lost their last three against Kentucky.
Ouch. Chris Mitchell.
James Stanley.
Tulane.
Roll wave.
Does Mizzou have a winning record against the Tulane? Is it the Green Wave?
Green Wave, baby.
Green wave.
Angry Green Wave. I'm going to say yes.
What? They have never won a game against the Green Wave.
Ooh.
They are 0-0-2. They've tied them twice.
Really?
All blue. No wave. that's what they said at Tulane.
You see the helmets they wore last week?
They were fantastic.
They were great.
Matthew Terry.
Very humongous melon heads.
Does Mizzou have a winning record against the University of Hawaii? Yes or nah?
I see that smirk on your face. I'm still going to say yes.
They're 1-1.
Of course they are.
I found some of the most obscure teams that
I've noticed
are crazy. Chris Mitchell, here we go in round two.
All right.
And Matthew Terry leads it 1-0.
Let me get on the board here.
Does Mizzou have a winning record against the Kansas Jayhawks?
Yes.
That is correct, and they lead it, I believe by 2, is it? I got the numbers here.
You're the one with the stat sheet, James.
57-54-9.
Oh, wow.
Only by 3 games. Well, technically, KU's record book, it's 2, but that's a story for another day, because we got to wrap this up before we hand it off to the Pulse, coming up next at the top of the hour.
The Pulse?
So always got to promote those other KC here.
We're tied at 1-1 into the top of the third, as Matthew Terry, we ask you about LSU. Does Mizzou have a winning record against the Louisiana State University Tigers?
No.
Yes or no? Okay, that's the wrong soundbite. You got it.
It happens once a week, at least.
It happens once a week.
Yep.
They are tied 1-1.
What?
So they don't have a losing record, per se.
They don't.
When they beat LSU?
Oh, that should have been I should have used that as a tie. But basically, I'm asking if they have a winning record. So
yeah, we've noticed, James. Should have asked because you've thrown in three times already where the series has been tied.
Chris Mitchell.
James Stanley.
Does Mizzou have a winning record against the Baylor Bears? Yes or nah?
I'm going to go with or nah.
Not going to.
What?
No, Mizzou leads the Baylor Bears 10-4, which was a really big shock to me.
Because Baylor was really bad in the 2000s.
Okay, that makes sense.
And they got good right as Mizzou left.
Okay.
All right, so here we go now to the top of the fourth. It is 2-1, Matthew Terry.
Let's do this.
Matthew Terry, does Mizzou have a winning record against Iowa? Yes or nah?
Two teams that both wear black and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
I'm going to say they don't.
They do. I was wrong. By one game, 7-6.
Wow.
The last time they played was in the 2010 or 2000. No.
Something bowl, right?
Yep. It was the Insight Bowl. I think it was 2010, because 2011 was the Independence Bowl.
Sponsored by Insight.
Is Insight even a thing anymore?
I don't know. What did they make? What was their thing?
Computers.
Okay.
I think it's the Cactus Bowl now.
Okay.
The Insight. Wait, what? I googled Insight Bowl. I got Cheez-Its Bowl.
Yeah, is that a bowl now?
Yeah, they changed the name. They changed from the Insight to the Cactus, and now it's the Cheez-It Bowl.
Oh, yeah, this is the first year of the Cheez-It Bowl.
Oh, no.
That's so great. All I'm going to watch the Cheez-It Bowl every year.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm so here for this. Yeah, the Insight Bowl turned into the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, then the Cactus Bowl.
Then the Motel 6
Cactus Bowl, and then now it's the Cheez-It Bowl. Last year, Kansas State beat UCLA 35-17 in what is now the Cheez-It Bowl.
Lifetime supply to 1,000 years Cheez-Its for Kansas State. God Bill bless. Snyder.
Chris Mitchell, does Mizzou have a winning record against the Florida Gators all time? Yes or no?
Nah.
They do, surprisingly. They lead it 4-3. Pretty close.
That was pretty close.
Yeah.
Matthew Terry, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, does Mizzou have a winning record against them? Yes or no?
Nah. Really?
Mizzou leads it 2-1.
Ah, so that 2015 Thursday night game, Mississippi State's first win against
them. Oh, he's
first win ever. I saw the mouse. Never mind.
Back on this again. What's the score, James? I already forgot.
It's knotted up, right?
It's 2-1.
I don't know. You should be keeping score, man. I thought it was tied up.
I think it is 2-2. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
It's 2-2. It's 2-2. Fifth down, Colorado. Matthew Terry, back up to you, top of the fifth.
It's Chris's turn.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Oh, whoops.
We are on our game today.
Chris Turner, this is for the lead.
His name is not Chris Turner.
Shout out. You remember Chris Turner from KOMU?
I do. If only because he's a fellow Atlanta Braves fan.
Hey, speaking of which, shout out to Carter Woodyell about getting you hear about the job he got?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
North Carolina Central.
Yep.
Ooh.
Gonna be doing football
calling games
this
on ESPN3.
Yeah.
So really, really proud of him.
Name drop for our boy Carter Woodhill.
Hey.
Chris Mitchell, does Mizzou hold a winning record against Colorado? Yes or nah?
Yes.
The Buffalo surprisingly lead at 42-31.
Go Buffs.
So, Matthew Terry, you're sitting. Well, no, we're tied.
Yeah, it's still tied, but.
Let's go with Indiana. Does Mizzou have a winning record against the Indiana Hoosiers?
Yes. Kidding me.
Indiana leads at 7-3.
Interesting.
Just like the Cubs Rockies game. Just keeps going.
Just two people that can't score.
Not the same.
Chris Mitchell, does Mizzou have a winning record against Ole Miss? Yes or nah?
Yes.
Oh, for the lead.
How many rounds are we playing to this time?
I don't know. I have a bunch of teams.
All right, good.
We still got some time.
What's our record?
All right, so Chris Mitchell leads this one.
What's the record?
Chris up one.
The record is 6-1.
Ooh.
They play
good.
Again next year.
Oh.
Ole Miss comes here to throw.
Matthew Terry, does Mizzou have a winning record against Tennessee? Yes or nah?
Yes.
Why is it always with yours? It messes up. No, that is a ding ding ding.
I know that's right.
So now we're
Mizzou's
back up.
Mizzou's only lost to Tennessee once or twice since they've been in the SEC.
3-3. Chris Mitchell,
what's the record for Tennessee, please?
Tennessee, they lead it
3-2.
4-2.
Close enough.
Does Mizzou have a winning record against South Carolina? Yes or nah, Chris Mitchell?
Or nah.
They're tied 4-4.
This weekend, we'll decide that.
Best of nine.
Oh, boy.
Tiebreaker.
Of course.
Bobby didn't give that game away earlier in the first segment.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Terry.
Yes, sir.
Does Mizzou have a winning record against Temple? Yes or nah?
This seems like a stupid one that you'll throw in there to to get me to bite. I am going to say no.
You got it. They do not. Temple is 1-0 against Missouri.
That seems like such an obvious yes.
It's like the stat that's like...
I was almost overthinking myself because I almost overthought that they still have a yes and you were just trying to bait me into saying no.
It's like the stat where it's 3-3. Like Bryce is undefeated against Alabama.
We're going to go lightning rounds here.
Okay.
Chris Mitchell, does Mizzou have a winning record against the Arkansas Razorbacks, yes or no?
Yes.
Nah? There you go. Yes, they do. They lead at 6-3 and they've won the last two.
Chris is up one.
Chris is up one.
Yes.
So you got to... keep this stay in the game. Might just go sudden death here. That all right with you guys?
Sudden death, next person to get one wrong loses?
Yeah.
All right, I'm down.
Matthew Terry.
Yes,
does
sir.
Mizzou hold a winning record against Kansas State, yes or nah?
No.
Yikes. Chris Mitchell,
is
no.
Is that me?
No. For the win. Yes, oh. he has to.
Okay.
It's like
so
tennis.
It's like penalty kicks.
Yeah, okay. It's like penalty kicks. Okay. You got to make this for the win.
Okay. Because that's what I thought. When I said first one to get one wrong loses, that's what I assumed.
I just remember Kansas State being very bad for a very long time.
Oh, no. Mizzou's 60-32-5.
Really?
No, Kansas State
was very bad for
awful.
A long time until Bill Snyder
awful.
Showed up.
So was Mizzou.
Yeah, but Mizzou is still slightly better than K-State.
Okay, fair.
Chris Mitchell. They started playing back in 1895.
Huh? Okay.
Does Mizzou have a winning record against the Vanderbilt Commodores? This is for the win, yes or no?
I'm going to go with yes.
Ding, ding, ding. 1895.
Wow.
That's incredible. That is the longest tenured SEC
opponent. Did football even exist back then?
Yeah, Pat O'D was the head coach. They played on Rollins, what's now Rollins Field.
Hey.
And apparently one of the end zones had like a slight slope to it.
Yeah.
So Pat O'D set a NCAA record. He had like a 120-yard punt.
Incredible.
Because the ball just kept rolling.
That's pretty good.
Because the field was slanted. It's an interesting book. It's like Mizzou football recap from 1901 to 1960.
So we only got about 4 minutes left on this edition of Salute Your Sports. We're going to keep it right here for those last 4 minutes. And go into one of our favorite closing segments that we do. James, are you ready? As he shakes his head furiously and mean indicate he's not.
I think that means the soundbite isn't up.
Yeah, that's what it means.
That's exactly what that means.
The soundbite is gone.
Now where the soundbite's gone.
It's okay. We're gonna go with this backing track to it.
All right, this is big. We're airing our grievances, folks.
That's right. We're mad.
Right now, we don't have the Seinfeld clip to play for y'all.
I got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it.
Yes.
It's pretty good, Jerry Stiller.
We're all mad online. Chris, especially. You can go first, man.
That's right. I'm so PO'd. Okay. My beef of the day is with NFL refs. James, did you watch Monday Night Football?
I did watch it. I watched the whole thing, and it made me late for my class the next morning. That and then bird charging, which I'll get. That's my airing of grievances, but I'll let you finish.
Hey, that's a pretty good one. Anyways, so if you're like me, you probably enjoyed Monday Night Football if you're a Chiefs fan or a Bronco hater. But the thing I didn't really like is what is lost in, like, Patrick Mahomes' 10-point comeback is the amount of no calls or missed calls that the refs had. That's sort of like...
The expired clock with third down?
Yeah. It's kind of like... It's kind of frustrating, like, because it feels like you can't, like, enjoy it fully because you got, like, that asterisk behind it. It's like, oh, what if, like, they actually counted that flag? Or, like, what if that play didn't matter? Or, like, what if that didn't
happen? This is a little bit like if it ever came out that Salvador Perez used steroids or Eric Hosmer used steroids.
Yeah.
This would be somebody, like, taking the Royals World Series banner 2015 and just... spitting chewing tobacco all over it.
Yeah, just the act of muddying a very good game with reffing issues is just, really grinds my gears. Moving on.
I'm going with bird charging. So I started bird charging last week, and it's fun, but it's a little stressful because you got to get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and drop off bird scooters.
Yeah, bird scooters. I want to make sure you clarify that. You're
talking
about
the bird scooters. Yeah, because I thought about going bird hunting and
charging actual birds.
Yeah. But anyways, I haven't been paid yet for the work I did this weekend, so I'm a little peeved about that.
Oh, I bet.
That's my complaint. They owe me like $80. So
airing of grievances, as I will end this one. I have some grievances with TNT and Bleacher Report, who have combined to buy the rights to all the UEFA Champions League coverage, in the United States. They air four games a week out of 16. They air four of them. The rest are behind a paywall on Bleacher Report's website that you have to watch three quarters of the Champions League matches and all the Europa League matches, which Tottenham's going to drop down into Europa League after losing 4-2 to Barcelona today. So I'm a little upset about that. But all in all, it's been a good week. It's been a good day, and it's been a good show of Salute Your Sports. I'm Matthew Terry. For James Stanley, for Chris Mitchell, stay tuned for The Pulse coming on right after this at 5 o'clock. We promise it's actually happening this time.